Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to BOLL&Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to a special commitment episode of the Cards Cast, a really big commitment episode of the Cards Cast, as University of Louisville basketball head coach Chris Mack lands a top 50 talent in local star Louisville Male High School swingman Caleb Glenn, a member of the 2023 class, has announced for Louisville earlier on Friday. I'm Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCam, joined by publisher Jody Demling, and that is certainly the topic of this commitment episode. Is Jody, this is a big get for Chris Mack and staff.
Yeah, it definitely is. And look, they've put a lot of time and energy and focus into Caleb, from early on in this recruiting process. I mean, Louisville's been recruiting him for well over a year now. And, you know, Michael, when they got to a point when they could see him, remember, they couldn't see him for a long time.
Yeah.
When they got to the point where they could see him, they just ramped it up even more. And, you know, he made a couple of visits in June. He made a visit, a couple more in August. He's been around campus. He's done a number of different things. It was kind of obvious, really, if you thought about it and you didn't let, you know, things get into your head that, oh, he might go somewhere else or whatever. His dad played football for Louisville. His mom is a Louisville person. The whole family, the stepmom, everybody involved with Caleb is big in the Louisville situation, and it's a big, big get for Chris Mack.
Hey, Jody, I know we were both obviously at Louisville Live. We've talked about it extensively. You know, there was a moment when I talked to Caleb the day after Louisville Live. One of the things that he mentioned to me was when the crowd started chanting, "Stay home, Caleb," that really impacted him. He said that was one of those moments that kind of gave him goosebumps or chills, whatever you want to call them. It's not often. I mean, you think about, you're a high school senior in your hometown at legendary Churchill Downs, watching the tradition rich Cardinals, sitting there doing dunk contests and things like that. And here's the crowd chanting for this high school senior to stay home and play basketball. I mean, that's pretty cool. That was a big moment for him. And obviously, as we know, recently in their open gyms, Caleb likes to work out early, 5 o'clock in the morning is when he gets started. Chris Mack out there, twice to watch him work out. I think that made a big impression as well. And yes, Indiana was there. They made frequent visits. Their entire staff came down and watched him work out in an open gym situation. And, so they felt pretty confident about it. But like you said, it seemed kind of obvious that the relationship that was building back and forth. And whenever we talked to him, you could tell there was an honest, almost want to call it love for the hometown. I mean, this is a kid that grew up in Louisville, and, most of us that do grow up in Louisville do have some kind of, close affection for the Louisville basketball program. And I think that helped as well. Obviously, you mentioned the history with his parents and things like that, but with the family connection, the relationship he built with Chris Mack and that entire staff, I think they've done a great job in landing this one, especially so early. I mean, it's funny, Jody, had a couple reports, went out myself, watched him at the open gym. He told me he was thinking about an October decision. Talked to him again after Louisville Live, after the fact that reports were starting to surface. No, he's not going to commit that soon. And he reaffirms that, yeah, I'm really thinking about doing it in October. Well, it looks like I was wrong all along, Jody. He's not going to wait. Well, he actually did a little bit earlier than he told me. So, but and like you said, I think it's because it was such a no-brainer.
Remember, you said senior.
Oh, did I? Yeah, junior.
Junior. I did have someone send me a message today right after he committed and said, well, is he going to reclassify? No, he's not going to reclassify. He's going to play his final 2 years at Mayo. He just wanted to go ahead and know that this is the right spot for him. Why not go ahead and do it? So, look, he's a perfect fit. He's a Chris Mack type of guy.
Yep.
He is a more skilled, you know, I said this back in June and July when we watched him a lot. He is a more skilled version of Dwayne Sutton at this age. I think he's a little bit bigger than Dwayne Sutton because he is really right at 6'7" right now. He's bigger than Dwayne Sutton, but he does everything for Mayo. He does everything for the Bradley Beal team. He can shoot it. He can hit the, you know, he gets on the floor. He does a little bit of everything. So I'm excited to see his progress and how much better he can get over the course of time.
Yeah, and we keep hearing, you know, especially since the hiring of Ross McMaines as an assistant coach, that it's kind of becoming this positionless team. And, you know, we've heard it from Tay Davis and a number of other players that can move from, you know, either guard spot, either forward spot. And Caleb, you know, is another one of those. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, I mentioned his 5 o'clock workouts. When he's doing that, he's working on his outside jumper. He's working on his ball handling. I mean, this is a kid that's really kind of taken himself from almost a power forward body, really, and transforming himself into that versatile type of player that Chris Mack enjoys so much.
Definitely, and it's a good start to the 2023 class. I mean, it's going to be a bigger class, I think. You know, Michael, they've got some guys they're in on. I don't think this changes a whole lot because all along, I think that the staff has just – I don't
Breaking up there a little bit on us, Jody, but to your point, I think you're mentioning, you know, how great of a start it is to the 2023 class. Could be a little bit bigger of a class, and certainly, you know, it seems like they're casting a pretty wide net on that, not just locally. I mean, Caleb's not the only local type of guy. George Washington III is another one that they're looking at from this area as well. I mean, fantastic start to 23.
Yeah, Michael, it is. Sorry, doing some traveling today, but we try to do is a much bigger class. I mean, look, they're in on some good guys. They're in on some really, really good guys to this point, and I like where it's headed. You know, guys like Dusty Stromer, guys like, you know, Jared McCain, George Washington III, you're going to see other guys emerge, you know, in this class, but no matter what happens from here on out, it's a huge start. We can't undersell how big it is for them to be able to start the class with Caleb Glenn, that flavor, male high school, the history of Louisville basketball with male high school. It's big to be able to start this class, the class of 2023, with Caleb Glenn.
Absolutely. And again, you know, kudos goes out to – obviously, Chris Mack and his staff have put a lot of effort into it and did a fantastic job, you know, getting him to commit, you know, much sooner than many even thought that he was initially going to do. So, big get to get Louisville started in the 2023 class. And with that,
all right, we'll keep posting things. I got a great Dusty Stromer story that we'll put up at some point this weekend. We've had so much football stuff and basketball stuff, but again, we'll keep you posted on the 2023 class moving forward. This has been a special CardsCast commitment edition of the CardsCast. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling. Have a great weekend and go Cards. Let's keep this good, positive momentum going this weekend.
It's rolling. Go Cards.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down!
Walk right up to the side.
A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes May 10th. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.